Two competing wireless technologies are beginning to take shape, but which will become the future of web access is still unclear. CNET reporter Maggie Reardon is on the phone from New York to talk about it. Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
So we have these two technologies, WiMAX, which we've been hearing about for a while now, and long-term evolution, or LTE, which got some press at the Mobile World Congress a week ago.
Right.
What are these two technologies? What can they do, and how are they different from each other?
Well, actually, the technologies are very similar to each other in that they sort of share a common sort of standard. They both are based on the same technology, but they've taken sort of divergent paths in how they're implemented. WiMAX is further along in terms of standards and equipment that's out there, and, you know, there are lots of places where people are using WiMAX or companies are using WiMAX to deliver fixed wireless broadband. So this is, you know, instead of having a DSL connection to your house, you know, getting it over the air. And now Sprint and Clearwire are deploying the WiMAX technology, what they hope will be all over the country. Meanwhile, LTE is a standard that a lot of the big telecom companies like Vodafone and Verizon Wireless have thrown their weight behind. And that one, you know, that it's going to be huge because that's going to be what most of the European and world carriers are going to adopt is LTE.
Is this gearing up to be another HD DVD Blu-ray fight? Are we going to see tech companies, you know, putting their flags in one side or the other?
Well, I think the way I sort of see it playing out is I think that LTE is going to win out in a lot of cases for the mobile set. So there are going to be a lot of chipsets designed for an LTE network. And basically that's going to be a lot of carriers' migration from their current 3G network to 4G. So you're going to see LTE embedded in a lot of different devices. And, you know, Qualcomm has some chips that are going to be out next year for laptop cards, and then they're going to, you know, come out the following year with chips for, you know, embedded devices and things. And, you know, I think WiMAX is going to be more of a niche play. You know, we're going to have Clearwire, if that survives, offering it here in the U.S.
And would that be something that consumers subscribe to like their normal web service now?
Yeah. I mean, well, who knows how it's actually going to be done. And, you know, the Verizon CTO said that they're still figuring out, because Verizon is an LTE carrier that plans to have this in the market aggressively in 2010. So they will somehow adapt a service plan that will, you know, allow people to, you know, I don't know what they're going to charge, but, you know, there will be some premium that you have to pay to use the faster service. And where I think WiMAX will really take off sort of long term is, again, in this replacement for DSL or broadband service. So it's still hard to tell, I guess, how things are going to completely play out here, because Intel is a big backer of WiMAX, and, you know, they have a lot of muscle in the industry as well. But right now I'm thinking that LTE is probably going to be the big winner, but WiMAX will not go away. There will be a place for it somewhere.
So today a research company called Instat released a report relating to these technologies. What did that say?
Well, basically they said that they think that WiMAX is going to be, you know, has a head start and it's going to do well over the next couple of years, but eventually the technology is going to be used a lot for this broadband replacement. And once LTE comes out, once equipment starts coming out at the end of this year, that's going to ramp up pretty quickly.
So what work has been done on each of these so far? It sounds like we're pretty early on in the process.
Well, we're actually not that early on. We're kind of in the middle. WiMAX has been around for quite some time. And it's really just, you know, we're kind of getting to the point where the carriers have started to make their decisions in terms of what technology they want to use. And now the equipment vendors have to develop that equipment. And then they can deploy the network. So we'll probably, for LTE, we'll start to really see this roll out probably 2010, 2011. Instat thinks that there's going to be a big surge by 2013. I think they're saying that they expect 23.1 million LTE subscribers throughout the world then. So that's a lot considering there are none today.
Sure. So in the end, what do you think this means for consumers? Is it something that's going to happen kind of in the background, or will it affect what products we buy and what services we're able to get anytime soon?
Well, I think what it means for consumers is we're going to have lots of devices connected to a ubiquitous wireless network that's going to be really fast. So you're going to have lots of devices connected to the internet, not just your phone. So you'll see cameras, you'll see PDAs and other kinds of gaming devices or what have you, anything that could possibly be connected to the internet, that's sort of a small mobile handheld type thing, will probably get some kind of wireless chip embedded in it, and somebody will offer you a service.
That sounds like heaven.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Maggie.
You're welcome.
That was CNET reporter Maggie Reardon.